This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. You can text 701-226-8503. You can email studio@whatsonyourmind.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our state is a leading coal producer. Electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation. We're among only seven states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. It keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts the economy. More than 15,000 good-paying North Dakota jobs, $1 billion in personal income, a $3.4 billion economic impact, $100 million a year in taxes going to our state coffers. The statewide poll found North Dakotans overwhelmingly support the coal industry's efforts to research and develop near-zero emissions technology to ensure our energy future is secure and protect our economy. They know we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to keep our power costs low and ensure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. SecureEnergyFuture.org. I'm Todd Mitchell. Scott headed off today, but never fear. John Captain Flip Phone Trendum is here on What's in Your Mind. That's become the topic du jour, I guess. But
that's Dr. Flip Phone.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Thank you. Welcome back to the listeners out there. We're back. We'll have open phone lines until the end of the show here, so we want to get the audience to participate. But before we move on, we've got Bob in Moorhead holding, and I'm glad that Bob called back. I think I called him John before the break, but it was Bob. But before we go to Bob, Frank Bank. You know who Frank Bank is? Think back. Think hard, Todd.
Frank Bank?
Frank Bank, born in 1942. There's a hint. Today, on this day.
Yeah, I could cheat and Google it, but I just...
Lumpy Rutherford from Leave It to Beaver. He was born on this day.
Oh, my God.
42. Lumpy Rutherford. It's Frank Bank. Now, I can tell you this. I can't tell you who played the part. I think his first name was Ken, but I had an iguana named Larry Mondello when I was young. So, another Leave
Holy
It to Beaver.
Holy cow.
I can't remember what his name was. Anyway, we got to move on to calls before we can't talk about important stuff all day long, Todd, but I'll throw some more at you after a little bit.
I was reasonably sure the word iguana was not coming up on the show today.
But, stay away from the Google, because I'm going to ask you some more brain teasers
the
here.
Google. But, okay.
Bob from Moorhead, welcome to the show. I'm sorry to keep you waiting. Bob, what's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, guys. That's fine. I have a question. The record number of GOP Congress leaving office this season, and including the House Speaker, Congressman Ryan, and what effect will that have on the next election? And so I need to hang up and listen so I can charge my smartphone.
Okay, so the question is, what effect will that have? I think we lost Bob. He's got to hang up and charge up his smartphone. But, Bob, if you get that phone charged up, feel free to call back. We can talk a little bit more about it. But record number of people retiring from Congress. You know, earlier we had a question about term limits, and Kelly Armstrong talked about that a little bit and about the average time in Congress being, I think he said, 9 years. I don't have a statistic on that. But, you know, I don't think it's a bad thing. You know, we've talked before about this. On the air. I know Scott's talked about it a lot, and Todd, I'm sure you've weighed in on it as well. It's good to have some turnover in Congress, but the obverse of that is, like Kelly Armstrong said, in Congress, there's a kind of a tenure, so to speak, where you gain leadership positions by sticking around for a little bit longer, and if you have continual turnover, particularly in a smaller state like this, we're less able to influence the direction of Congress. But I don't think it's a terrible thing when we have turnover in Congress. And I think if we had a more regular and broad turnover, there wouldn't be so many entrenched leaders within Congress. Are you still with us there, Bob?
Kind of wondering what effect do you think that will give some advantage to the Democrats?
I don't know if that necessarily does give advantages to the Democrats. You know, the Democrats, I suppose, in leadership within their own caucus, they'll stay in there and will have been in there for a long time. But then you think about the young up-and-comers in the Republican Party that are going to be energized and charged up like Kelly Armstrong is and ready to get in there and get something done. I think that'll have a positive impact, but I may be wrong.
Well, hopefully they'll be more united than what's been going on here recently, because it seems like there's a lot of division within the GOP people, period. So.
Yeah, well, there is, and there's always been a difference between the GOP and the Democrats, is that the Democrats are always very good at marching in lockstep, where the Republicans are, it's kind of every man for himself a lot of times, where they want to, they're more ideologically committed, I guess, for lack of a better term, where they've got an idea, and they're not really that interested necessarily in compromising on that, because they believe that it's the right thing to do. So they have they go there convicted to do something, and
right.
For the sake of unity, they're not going to say, oh, you know, we'll just forget about the pro-life issue because we're able to get something done on the other side. And I admire that, but it does cause for more contention, and it makes it harder sometimes to get stuff done.
Right, exactly. So, well, I just hope Congress doesn't put Pelosi back in. I just don't know if I could take one more time of her. I'm just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I absolutely know what you're saying. I think the good news about it is hopefully she will remain in the minority and not be able to be particularly effective. And I think sometimes the vitriol that comes out of someone like Nancy Pelosi is more harmful to their cause than helpful, don't you think?
Oh, at least, yeah. The older she gets, it seems the crazier she gets. So, yeah. So let's hope that doesn't occur anymore. So, or at least for a while, anyway.
So, I think the biggest, yeah. And thank you for calling, Bob. I appreciate that, and that's a good topic to bring up. I think that the most dangerous liberals are the ones who sound rational. Now, I know that they're few and far between, and Nancy Pelosi certainly isn't one of them, Todd. I don't think you'd make that argument that Nancy Pelosi sounds rational. She sounds unhinged most of the time. But I think those are the most dangerous Democrats, are the ones that sound rational and sound reasonable. And if you look at Max Schneider, for example, seems like a nice guy, sounds real reasonable, sounds rational, very measured in the way that he talks and advocates for the issues that he's passionate about. And he plays the bipartisan card really well. And those are the ones that are more dangerous, because I believe in his heart he's ideologically very, very liberal, as are, you know, a lot of the Democrats, certainly the ones in leadership at the national level. And if he's able to convey that appearance of a rational, reasonable person, I think he'll be more likely to be able to get some of the more radical leftist things done that they're all aspiring to do. I'm looking at a story out of Alaska right now. I clicked to it. In Anchorage, they're celebrating they're calling this a victory. I wouldn't call this a victory, but they defeated in Anchorage the as they called it, the bathroom bill in a referendum requiring people to use public bathrooms and locker rooms consistent with their gender at birth. They defeated that. This is in Anchorage. This is, and I know, probably not the most conservative portion of Alaska, but you think of Alaska as a more conservative state, and they defeated a bill that required people to use bathrooms and locker rooms consistent with their biological gender. This is the kind of stuff that's happening under the guise of rational and reasonable legislation, bills and acts and referendums. This is happening right before our eyes. And there are a host of dangers that accompany that, you know, certainly not the least of which is the fact that you may have biological males in the bathroom or in the changing room with your wife and or daughter, which I have both, and I'm very concerned about that. But something that a lot of people don't think about on that topic is the fact that men can also be victimized If a female enters a male bathroom, for example, and you happen to be in there, and she, you never have any interaction whatsoever, but all of a sudden she runs out of the door screaming and accusing you of doing something improper. That's a real serious and present danger that we're setting ourselves up for. So, you know, I haven't been in Target since, and I'm not a boycott guy, I haven't been in Target since they adopted that where anything goes bathroom policy.
Well, and just get a bunch of singular bathrooms, and then the problem, you know, if they're all unisex bathroom, problem goes
away. That's what I would be looking for. If I was in a
exactly.
facility that allowed that, that's what I'd be looking for, because I don't want to put myself in a position where I could be wrongly falsely accused of something.
You want a
and
weird
who has
bill?
The high ground?
Here we go.
What's that?
Here's a weird bill. This one I posted this one yesterday. Louisiana law to ban sex with animals wins Senate vote 25 to 10. Now, why was it even that close? That means 10 people thought, no, we should still let that happen. I want to talk to one of those 10 and find out what makes them tick.
You know, and I have a little bit of a libertarian streak in me at times, but not quite that far. Not quite
ten
that far.
10 people voted to say that's okay in Louisiana. Good job, guys.
Oh, my. We'll be back with open phones, 701-258-0550, right after this.
701-258-0550.
Let's talk about endless pools. Wrap your mind around that, an endless pool. They have them at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Vince Webker is here. Tell us about an event you have going on. An extra $1,000 off the already low price. And, of course, our ACE promo code gets you $2,000 off. So some big savings through the end of the month.
Yeah, it's the 30th anniversary of Endless Pools. That's the brand that started the stay-in-place aquatic fitness. And now through April 30th, we have our rebate event going on where you get a $1,000 instant rebate off the endless pool.
And this is a fitness system. And if you want, a hot tub with it as well.
That's right. It's the dual temp where you can have a hot tub on the other end of it. So the water in the hot tub is different temperature than in the endless pool. Do not buy a swim spa without trying them out first. There's a huge difference.
Come on in. Try before you buy. Check them out. Of course, the hot tubs, the saunas, the endless pools, the patio furniture, the game tables, they've got it all. Use the promo code ACE and save up to $2,000. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and now Devil's Lake.
This life full of moments. Big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The hour is what's on your mind. What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550-701-258-0550. As we're waiting for you to dial us up, CJ is on with Dak Diesel. Hi there, CJ.
Hey, Todd, how's it going? I never really get to talk to you, so.
Oh.
How's it going this morning?
Well, you know, kind of cloudy and stuff. We just get the sunshine out, we'll be fine there, I guess. But a couple more days of this over the weekend, we'll get the sun back, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. I'm kind of curious to see if we're going to get any snow here, but, you know, I guess farmers need the moisture. The only problem is holding everybody from getting out in the field, so.
Well, exactly. But, I mean, how much moisture do you want? But it's kind of a double-edged sword, isn't it? On one hand, you don't want a drought, but on another hand, yeah, no doubt. Well, you can help folks out.
That's for sure. Oh, yeah. It's one of these things that, you know, I'm getting calls from, you know, farmers daily that are just trying to make sure everything's in tip-top shape. You know, since the spring, you know, everybody's running behind a little bit, so the last thing they want is to have a breakdown down the road. So, you know, tuning their semis up and a couple tractors, and that's just, you know, that's what we do down here. Whether you need major engine work or just a tune-up, or even if it's a hard-to-find problem that, you know, you took it somewhere else, or even if you tried to do it yourself and can't quite figure it out, you know, just definitely give us a call down here. That's what we're good at, and that's what we're known for, so.
Dak Diesel, how do we get a hold of you?
You can call me on my cells. Probably about the best way right now is 701-210-0888. If I don't answer, just remember I'm out in the shop most likely working, or you can also look me up on Facebook at, you know, Dak Diesel, or on the web at dakdiesel.com.
Fantastic. CJ, Dak Diesel, thank you so much. Good talking to you. Take care.
Yeah, you too, Todd. Have a great week.
Alrighty, you too. 22 after the hour. It's What's in Your Mind, 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I'm Todd Mitchell. John Tranum is in for Scott Hennon. Dr. John. They call you Dr. John?
Yeah, something like that.
I've been right pleased, but I should have had that handy.
I don't think I can do it. I don't think my voice will go there.
You can't do that there? Come on, give it a whirl.
Well, you're ready. Yeah, okay.
I usually keep it handy.
Todd, thank you for being with me. It's good to help you. Have you help me get through the show. The good news, the best news we've had all day is we've got a couple of callers waiting here, and that means we're going to hear some wit and wisdom from the listeners here. John on the road, listening on K-Fire, wanted to comment about the Alaskan bill that we were just talking about before the break. John, what's on your mind?
You put a lot of pressure on about the wisdom thing. No.
Well, give it your best shot. I know you can do it.
Well, you know, what's going on up in Alaska, people have to realize, I mean, they turned lukewarm up there, kind of joined the Obama parade, Murkowski included. And what happened under the Obama administration was pretty much a travesty to everything. Everything we've known in this country as decent, good, they basically turned this country upside down. And everybody just fell asleep at the wheel and just seemed to go along with this process that Obama was implementing, by the way, aided very carefully and adroitly by Heidi Heitkamp. Don't ever, ever think. All of these issues, including her support of Planned Parenthood, the eugenics organization started by Margaret Sanger. I mean, she's right there with Schumer and Obama on all these issues. She can say what she wants, but ultimately we can have a problem with all this, but until we're willing to do something, we can make a difference this year in our state and help getting these kind of people like Heitkamp who support this crap, get them out and get people in there that support decency and protecting our children. Mike, this is not that difficult. And North Dakota, by the way, can lead the way and actually have by making sure we protect our children, but we don't go along with this nonsense. This transgender stuff is absolutely abhorrent. It is.
John,
and Heitkamp, she is guilty as charged.
John, I think you make some good points here, and I think that you summarized right there why Heidi Heitkamp will not come on this radio station to have the discussion, because people want answers to questions like that. They want to ask her directly, do you support? Do you support Planned Parenthood? Do you support the transgender movement, the bathroom integration and locker room integration movement? And she would have to answer those questions. And I have a feeling that we wouldn't like the answers that we heard if she answered honestly.
No, she won't answer honestly. She's going to dance around that issue. But you know what? She's not going to escape at this time. There's the East doesn't carry the clout they used to with the regeneration of population in Western North Dakota, generally conservative and understanding that she stood still, too, by the way, when all these pipeline protesters were illegally on federal land. And she basically went into the backdrop because she supports those people. And the dredges that came in and did that and all of the things she's done that supported the Obama administration, it is going to be a comeuppance here. And I think the people are growing savvy to this. They're getting the information they need. She will not. She can't answer to that. She can't. Up until the Clinton administration, even the people who were in favor of pro-life, everybody agreed on the fact that a late-term abortion was murder. And until the Clintons came onto the location, Hillary Clinton jumped on that, and the Clintons helped start that change. Now all of a sudden, late-term abortion is okay, and she's high-fiving Chuck Schumer about it. She's an evil, evil person. I'm sorry. You'll have to excuse me, but this is evil.
John, thank you for the call today. I've got to move on because we've got Butch Holding in Jamestown. But I think that the most important thing to take from that call is that a non-answer is an answer. Heidi Heitkamp will not answer these questions. The only thing that we can do is assume that we already know the answer to the question and that she doesn't want to make it public. So I think our answer is there. It's just a matter of reading into the questions that she refuses to come on the air and answer. Butch in Jamestown wants to talk about Robert Mueller, it sounds like. Butch, what's on your mind?
Hi, that was a good call right there.
I think so, too.
Robert Mueller's special investigation here. Why do we got to keep on funding that?
I don't have the answer for you, Butch. I suspect there would be a mechanism by which they could pull the rug out from under him, or they could just tell him to take a hike permanently, I suppose, as well. What do you think they should do?
Well, I don't know if the Ways and Means Committee is under got jurisdiction over that or what, but somebody's got to be paying for it. And if it's going to keep on going on, why don't the Democrats just pay for it? Because that's who's in what.
I think it's you and me who are paying for it, Butch, and I think you're right. It's a put up or shut up, I guess. You know, it's a fishing expedition, and they're obviously going to continue that in perpetuity until they find something. And the breadth of that they are seeking, there's no limit to what it might be. And those investigations should be targeted a little bit more. So when you don't find the Russia collusion that you alleged to have been looking for in the first place, it's over. We've got to go to break. Butch, I appreciate your call. We've got Chad and Gary Holding. We'll get to you right after this break. Appreciate you calling in. We'll be back on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Tioga, a growing community of great schools, new housing, a golf course, theater, plus new expanded bars and restaurants. The merchants of Tioga Chamber of Commerce invite you to consider Tioga as a great place to settle your family and raise your kids, because they support education with innovative science, technology, engineering, arts, and math programs for school-aged children. Tioga, the energy and innovation capital of North Dakota, Highway 43 miles north of Highway 2. Check it out at TiogaND.net. I'm Todd Mitchell. What's on your mind? 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. John Tranneman for Scott Hennett. All right, John, I'm going to throw you a curveball. Ready?
Right on.
If you could bring one object to heaven with you, what would it be?
Object. An object.
One thing to heaven. Yep. One object. What would you bring?
It was not my flip phone. That was just... Well, I'm already bringing my wife in her time, so we're good there.
Well, that's not up to you anyway, but yeah, I mean, of course.
You know,
but
we talk about this stuff in Bible study, and someone mentions, he said, what do you think we're going to eat in heaven? And I said, why would we eat in heaven? You don't need food in heaven. Once you're there, all of your needs are met to an extent that you is incomprehensible to us as humans, so... Honestly, Todd, I can't answer that question. I'm going to go with my faith and say there is absolutely nothing that I would need if I made it to heaven, and I pray that I do, and I believe that I will.
See, now, I had that question. That question was on a talk show, first time I ever called a radio talk show, probably about 1980. So I called up, and I said, the Bible.
Hey.
And they asked me, why would you bring the Bible? I'm like, well, I don't know, meet everybody, see if the information's accurate, because you know how you tell five people in a room something, you get five different stories leaving the room.
It sounds like brownie points thing, too.
True. But I just thought, I'd love to see if the Bible was accurate. So the question was posed back to me.
It is. Is that even a question?
And how would you handle this question? The question was posed back to me. What if you got to heaven and found out the Bible was a crock?
Well, if that were the case, you wouldn't get to heaven in the first place. But exactly. I wouldn't have even entertained that question.
My comeback, and I thought, you know, being a 16-year-old kid at the time, I thought this was actually kind of quick on my part, was if I got to heaven, I guess the Bible wasn't a crock.
Yes.
At which point the host hung up on me.
Hey, well, there, that's settled
down. I'm like, wait a minute. Don't, You can't hang up on me on that comeback. That's the comeback.
Didn't get what they were looking for, Todd. They didn't get what they were looking for.
Well, but I mean, come on. If you got to heaven, something in the Bible must have been. Isn't that when at the root of it all, God in heaven, isn't that pretty much what the Bible's about at the root of it all?
It's the inerrant word of God. That's what I believe truly and fully. And for that reason, I need nothing in heaven. But Chad from Fargo is holding on the line. He's been holding for 12 minutes, and I know he's got something important to say. And I appreciate you calling in, Chad. What's on your mind? The microphone is yours.
You know, it's interesting when you said about the what would you bring if you went to heaven. I think we would bring our smile because we see all the people we missed that's up there.
That's a good answer, Chad.
Love it.
But I know that's not why you called.
No, but, you know, Heidi Heitkamp, you know, if you go on the other competitor's show, which I don't like doing, but I do once in a while, they'll cut you off if you do actually throw her a fastball. And it's sad. They protect their own. But the question I got for you is that voter registration is the only way Heidi Heitkamp's going to win in North Dakota is by cheating. The Democrats, they only call it cheating is when they look at the Republicans and we win. But the reality is she is a cheater. And I just don't know how we're going to get, I mean, where do you, if you get people up on the reservation, you know, they say that they couldn't use voter registration, they didn't have their ID card. Well, they have to have some kind of form to get their mail or their checks or whatever. It's a bunch of crock of crap. They go and get a liberal judge to sign off on that stuff. It's really, really sickening. But the problem I see is that if you really look at the demographics of North Dakota, with our wonderful, faithful Confidant Clink Obama that was in there, he basically threw all the things that actually will vote Democrat because they're tied to the food wagon, they're tied to the Democratic Party. It's going to scare people with the fact of that our population base may not be true Norwegian to Germans, but you also got people in there that have been brought into the United States with the Democrat voters registration card right off the bat. It scares the heck out of me.
Chad, this is an important distinction here, just to start the to keep the conversation going, and I appreciate the question because it's a very good one and it's very, very relevant. Number one, voter registration is different from voter ID. Voter registration we do not have in North Dakota. We're the only state out of the 50 that does not have voter registration, whereby you need to register as a member of a certain party, and they give you a ballot that reflects that party's endorsements or nominees. Voter ID is a separate issue, and that is whereby you need to demonstrate that you are eligible to vote in the precinct or district where you're voting by providing education. Now, the legislature took action on this in the previous session, and they passed legislation that does require voter ID, and they also changed the affidavit system. Now, in the past, you were able to come in there and essentially sign a piece of paper, an affidavit, that said, yes, I am John Smith, Dr. Flipphone, whatever it happened to be. And if you signed that, they gave you a ballot, you voted, and your vote was counted. Now, after the fact, the Secretary of State's office and the respective administrators within the city, the auditors, would send out letters and try and verify that that individual actually exists and that they exist at the address that they provided. Now, if I remember the figures correctly, and don't quote me on this, I believe 16,000 affidavits were exercised in 2016, and of those 16,000, over, I'm going to say it was 3,500 of them were found to be unverifiable, meaning they made attempts to get a hold of the individual who allegedly voted legally within the state and were unable to contact them. Now, if you look at districts like District 44 in North Fargo around the El Zagal Golf Course area, the margin of defeat for Republican candidates was lower than the number of affidavit votes which were cast in that district. So theoretically, and you could never prove this, so I'm not saying this is the way it is or this isn't the way it is, but theoretically that election could have been fraudulently impacted through those affidavits. Now, that what they've done through the legislation, though, is anyone that wants to come in and sign an affidavit saying this is who I am, they get a ballot. But here's the catch. That ballot is sequestered. And they have 5 days to come in and demonstrate with a utility bill or an acceptable form of identification that they are actually the person that they say they are. And if at that point they do that, their ballot will be counted. If not, their ballot will be trashed. And that was a very wise move on the part of the North Dakota legislature to prevent fraud and abuse within our elections. You still with me, Chad?
That was a long
answer. I'm sorry for that, but I hope I was able to make the point.
But what do you think about when you call the other radio station and you throw that hardball at her? They don't want to take it.
No, you got that right. They don't want to take it because they don't have to take it.
Yeah, but the lady was the Attorney General of North Dakota, supposedly a very, very bright woman. I think she is very, very bright. But the thing of it is that she's a very, very a Schumer-like person. She's gotten politics all of her life where she doesn't care about the people in North Dakota.
Yeah, Chad, thank you for your call and your comments, and don't be mistaken, anyone out there. Heidi Heitkamp is no dummy. She is very bright, and I suspect that's part of this her strategic vision in not taking those hard questions, because when you take hard questions, you have to answer hard questions, and if you don't answer the hard questions, you've already answered the hard questions. Gary in Sturgis, South Dakota, has been holding for a while and also wants to talk about Heidi Heitkamp. Gary, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to say that in defense of Mrs. Heitkamp, that I don't really know her name. She's not my U.S. senator here in South Dakota, but it sounds like I want us to remind the Republicans and the conservatives and Mr. Don, your previous caller, that somebody there was a majority of North Dakota voters that voted for this fine individual, Heidi Heitkamp, and well, he's your elected official as far as the U.S. Senator goes, and that was almost 6 years ago, and you should start to have some respect for people that get elected in public office, even though you don't always agree with them. No, I don't always agree with my elected officials down here, with John Thune and former Governor Mike Brown and the Congresswoman Kristi Noem, but you know, I don't go on the air and say these things. I just respect them because they're the opposite party. You know, I'm a Democrat and they're Republican.
Sure.
And I live in a Republican community down here. Sturgis is a very conservative Republican community.
Gary, we're running out of time. I want to ask you a quick question, though. How do you draw the distinction between disagreement, dissent, and respect? How do you respectfully disagree with a political figure?
Well, that's a very difficult for and the $64,000 question, but I'm gonna pass on that. I'll have to think about it sometime and call Scott.
Gary, be sure to call back when you do. Thank you for calling in today. I'm just looking at a poll here where Heidi Heitkamp's approval has gone from 60% to 47% over the last four quarters. So I've got to say, whether the constituents in North Dakota respect her or not, her approval has gone down a lot, and that may be due to her inaccessibility to people that want to ask questions. She represents people in a conservative state. But we've got a couple of more callers holding on. Christian in Fargo is on. We've got a very limited amount of time, Christian, but what's on your mind? Thank you for calling, Christian.
Very, very quickly, the first word in abortion is abhorrent. And I just want to say, if you want to eliminate abortion in this country, that's the murder of human babies, you should have high school kids in health class watch an in utero video of a child being murdered.
Christian, I think that's a very, very good point. And I think I would say this to that comment, and I don't disagree with you that people should see that. I think that's something that should be administered, so to speak, by parents. And I think if parents care about their kids and they want them to grow up with a moral compass, they would subject them to that. And I think they should also probably watch a live birth to witness the miracle of life in the process. But a good point, good call. I appreciate it. I don't know if I want to saddle the schools with that, but we'll talk about that more after this break. We'll be right back on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind?
800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Elise Putlich of Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
We're back with Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, now in Devil's Lake 2. I'm looking at a new model of Hot Spring. Vince, tell me about this.
Yeah, it's our new line of Hot Spring Limelight hot tubs, and there's five in all. And it's really a unique hot tub. And we know that when you come in, you see it, you're going to think, wow, that is pretty cool. But beyond cool and looking great, and it looks like unlike any other hot tub you would ever seen, but it's also, again, back to the hot spring message, better water, better massage, better energy, like with our Ace saltwater system, which gives you basically a chemical-free way of owning a hot tub, and it feels great, so you're going to use the hot tub more. But yeah, it's the Limelights we're very excited about. There's five models, and they're really at that competitive price point as well, so we're excited about it.
Hassle-free ownership, hassle-free experience, which is why you have the best ownership experience in the business, because you do this well, and you also will do concierge service. Well, you do everything, come to the house, right?
That's right, valet service. So if you don't want to lift a finger but just be better by sitting in your hot tub, you have that option too.
All right, folks, and great financing available. Literally for a cup of coffee a week, you're owning a hot tub. You can't beat a deal like that. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, now in Devil's Lake too. Tell them Scott sent you, save up to $2,000 with the ACE promo code at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Thanks, Vince.
Every day made better. Thank you, Scott.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Not just the best pillow ever, mattresses, mattress toppers, head pillows. I've got one. Scott's got one. They work fantastic. Travel pillows and sheets, too. Those MyPillow Giza Dreams sheets. Okay, I don't even have one of these. I need to get one. 88 cotton fibers grown specifically for the highest levels of quality, softness, and durability. 100% certified extra long staple Giza 88 cotton and finished with a satin weave. Oversized with fully elastic hems. You know how those fitted sheets, they don't stay fitted. Well, these do, and they're in seven different colors. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. 50% off the 4-pack, 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, 60-day money-back guarantee. We're also brought to you by Piper's Auction Company, Kevin, and Piper's Construction Equipment Auction. It's coming up at Bowman on April 20th. John Deere 240D and 270D excavators, John Deere 872 maintainer, John Deere 750J dozer, Peterbilt heavy haul trucks and dump trucks with low miles. These and hundreds more items. You can bid online or live at Piper's Auction Center. It's Friday, April 20th. Complete inventory. Call Piper's Machinery Auctioneers at 1-877-700-4099 or view at Piper's, P-I-F-E-R-S, Piper's.com. What's in your mind? Scott headed off today, but never fear, Dr. John Trandum is here.
No, either never fear or fear a lot. I don't know which it is. The jury is still out. But we'll finish off the program anyway. It's good. We've got a lot of calls here, so I'm going to have to go kind of rapid fire through them. But we've got Steve on I-94, must be traveling and calling about voter fraud. Steve, what's on your mind this morning?
Yeah, I think it's just really scary. And if you look at the documented circumstances of it, that Heidi election without voter registration in North Dakota and the number of college students in Fargo, whether it's malice or not, the probability of someone that lives in Minnesota voting in that North Dakota election, not having to register and just signing that affidavit was huge. You know, that there's a little bit of correction there. And the other documented case was Al Franken's first election. He was elected by, it was several hundred votes, and the Republican opponent, Norm Coleman, took it to the Supreme Court because the absentee ballots in Hennepin County, which probably went 55% to Franken, they were all open, whether they were signed or not. Well, state law requires a signature on those. So whether it's malice or not, some election official opened every absentee ballot in Hennepin County, which absolutely higher percentage went to Al Franken, and the Coleman camp came back and said, well, if you open those, you need to open all of them. And, of course, the liberal Supreme Court said, there's no way you're going to do that. And he won. So voter fraud gave us Al Franken, which gave us Obamacare, which gave us a whole rat's nest of stuff. It's critical that they get their arms around this. And liberal judges will not allow it because they want the Democrats to be elected. It's that simple in my mind.
Steve, I think you summed it up nicely there, and I appreciate you calling in. I remember that election very well, and it was the, it's really close. Wait a minute, here's another box of ballots in the trunk of a poll worker's car. And it happens to be just enough ballots to put them over the top. That was a very interesting election cycle, and I think we do need to get a handle on this. And it's not, as the left wants to paint it, a matter of excluding them from the process. We want every eligible voter to have the opportunity and the ability to vote. We want zero ineligible voters to have the opportunity to cancel out our votes. It seems like the ineligible voters who vote mysteriously always vote Democrat. Isn't that strange? Steve, thank you for calling in. We've got Kevin in Cavalier. I want to give Kevin an opportunity to rebut our caller earlier from Sturgis. So, Kevin, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, it's interesting listening to that gentleman saying we should respect the senators. I think he's got it backwards. Senator Heitkamp serves us. She should respect us. When somebody wants to ask her a question, tough question, she's got to answer it. Otherwise, she should not be doing her job. I mean, she's not doing her job by not answering the question. So
yeah, that's a good point, Kevin. That's part of mutual respect, is being able to have that dialogue back and forth. And it seems that she'll do anything she can to avoid that dialogue where we have our Republican. And I get it. This is a Republican state. But she knew that when she ran for this office, that there may be people out there that have tough questions that they want to ask her. And if she is, in fact, a moderate who brings people together, she should embrace those questions as she has an opportunity there to make her case. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That's Kevin, good point.
So hopefully Kevin wins it here in November.
Well, vote for Kevin.
Kevin Cramer wins.
Make sure you get out and vote and tell your friends to do the same. Kevin, thank you for your call there. We appreciate you weighing in. We're running dangerously short on time. I see we have another caller holding here. I don't have a name up yet. Oh, and then they just dropped off.
Get a little tight on time anyway, so.
All right. Well, we've got to close out the show because we're just plain running out of time, Todd. But this is fun. I love doing this. I'm getting back into the groove of it after a long time off where I didn't host over the winter.
It's kind of like using an occupational thing. You just remember how to do it, and then you go and...
Like riding a bike. You get back on and you pick it off again. But I got to say, it's a very great blessing for me to have the opportunity to do this and to have the conversation with the listeners out there, the people who are on Facebook. And I hand it to Scott. He got me some great interviews today with Kelly Armstrong and Senator John Holman, so thanks to that. But most importantly of all, keep the Hammerlick family in your prayers, the Hennon family with the loss of Maria's dad. Tough time for them, but lift them up in prayer, and they'll be comforted. Thank you for the opportunity to be here. John Tran, I'm in for Scott Hennon, and we'll see you again.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. And thank you.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.